WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
We're listening back to interviews about the making of Apocalypse Now, which is returning to theaters in a new, recut, expanded version. Robert Duvall plays the macho, war-loving Colonel Kilgore. Duvall also worked with director Francis Ford Coppola on the Godfather series, in which Duvall played Tom Hagen, the Corleone family lawyer. I spoke with Duvall in 1996. You worked with Francis Ford Coppola on Apocalypse Now.
Right, right.
And in Apocalypse Now, you were Colonel Kilgore,
right.
Famous for the line...
But I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Is that the one?
That's
smells
the one.
Like victory, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a wonderful line. People come up to me and quote it to me as and say it like it's such an in thing between just me and them. And like it's like they're the only ones that ever thought of it. But that happens with everybody the same way.
Did you get the script and say, well, first of all, was that line in the script? Or is that something that you
improvised?
Yeah,
no, that was in there. And I think the part was offered to somebody else and they turned it down. And I said to Francis, I know that the part's written for a bigger guy, real tall, big guy, rugged. But, you know, I'll just say once, I think maybe I could do the part, and I'll put in my plea. And he gave it to me. So it was enjoyable. It was a lovely part, and I enjoyed playing it very much.
You smell it? You smell it? Napalm, son. Nothing else in the world smells like that. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. You know, one time we had a hail bomb for 12 hours. When it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking dink body. The smell, you know, that gasoline smell. The whole hill. Smelled like victory.
So when you saw the line in the film, I love the smell of napalm in the morning, did you say to yourself, a classic line, people will be repeating
no,
this back
no,
to
I
me?
Didn't. I didn't think of that. I didn't think of it that way. I wasn't sure, you know. I mean, sometimes you're not so aware of that, although you like lines like that.
Did you do a lot of different line readings on that? The smell of napalm.
In
the morning.
The one that was most predominant, there was Jimmy Keen, a friend of mine who played a small part in that from Buffalo. I made him call me Mr. Duvall for a year because that was a relationship in the movie because, you know, but we're all on a first-name basis. But he's saying, now, how do you do this? And he was watching me, and he did great imitation. We were always doing imitation. So the final dress rehearsal before we filmed, we were always doing Brando imitations. So I said, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. I paused and I said, smells like victory. I did my Brando, and he couldn't believe I would do that, you know. So then he began doing Brando imitations. So then when Brando wanted $100,000 to do six lines of the censored stuff for the censored version of the TV version of The Godfather, and they wouldn't pay him, they got Jimmy Keen from Buffalo for $200 to do Brando.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So those imitations started in the Philippines, and Jimmy got, because of those imitations, blossomed into the guy that would do the censored version for Brando.
Hey, they could have saved a lot of trouble with Brando and Apocalypse Now, I guess.
I suppose, yeah. Well, Jimmy was the guy that was there that told me all these wild stories after I left. See, I did the second half of my part first, and then 6 months later came back into the first half. It was strange the way I had to go do another job because they got so bogged down with weather and with different actors and approaches and so forth. It took a long time to complete that film.
It must have been really different working with Coppola on the Godfather movies than working with him on Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, well, you see, I had worked with Francis in The Rain People, as I had said.
And that was in the late 60s.
Kind of a moody guy, and I didn't quite get a handle on Francis. But then I gained a tremendous amount of respect for him because on Godfather 1, we started out, I said, okay, this is Francis again. He's not saying much. A little moody, you know, the way he is. He's a real, he never comes, I want to write a book someday called The Rushes Are Great because everybody protects everybody by saying The Rushes Are Great. Francis is one of the only guys that comes out of the cutting room with a long face, and maybe that's why he's so good in that he isn't always thrilled, you know. But I gained a lot of respect for him because in Godfather 1, physically, they had an understudy director following him around in case he failed to fire him and take over. And he worked under that pressure. I don't know how you would do that with a guy physically, like, over your shoulder in case we... And I think the first AD was the best friend of that would-be hopeful director. That's quite a lousy thing to do to a director. And I gained a lot of respect for Francis for working under that pressure.
When you were young, Brando was one of your heroes, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he was quite a phenom. I mean, there were others too, but you grow away from somebody's influence and find your own way.
So what was it like to work with him when he was much older? He'd physically changed. It wasn't, I think, a particularly good period for him.
Well, no, in The Godfather, he was very
trim.
Yeah.
Right. But
and when
Apocalypse,
I first worked with him, Apocalypse, yeah, I wasn't really there when he worked.
Right.
I worked with him first in The Chase way back, and the first day he called me into his dressing room and we talked about the part. I said, to my wife, this is going to be great. We're going to be like brother. We had a great rapport. Then he never spoke to me again for 8 weeks. I wasn't quite used to that lifestyle of somebody not speaking to you at the beginning of a day, but that's the way he is, I guess. But I was respectful and admired him and enjoyed working with him. And as I say in Apocalypse Now, that he came into the jungle with his baby blue Mercedes driving down the jungle, after I had left. And then when I came back, he'd finished,
Robert Duvall recorded in 1996. Apocalypse Now Redux opened today in New York and Los Angeles and opens in 30 more cities over the next couple of weeks.